Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. My name is Rick Cameron. I'm the executive director of the ICTF, JPA, and I've been in this position now for 8 months. So it's my second board meeting after being approved. So I want to just go ahead and move forward with the agenda. And so if we can go ahead and get a roll call.
Board Member Glenn Bynum.
Present.
Board Member David Arian.
Here.
Board Member Mario Cordero.
Present.
Board Member Antonio Giello.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Thank you, board members. Just wanted to go through, we've got a fairly light agenda, but one of the first things we want to do is open it up for persons in the audience to address the board on non-agenda items. So if there's persons in the audience that want to address the board, actually with non-agenda items first, you can do so now. Seeing none. And then we'll go right on to the next part B of the agenda, which is election of officers. And since we've had a change, we have some new board members. Traditionally, I think the previous board chair was Commissioner Castellanos, and then Commissioner Drummond was the vice chair on the board. So how do I go about that?
Just open it up for nominations. Let's
okay.
Start with president.
Okay. So I'd like to open it up for nominations for president.
I'd nominate Luann Bynum.
All in favor?
Call for the question.
Call for the question.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
All right.
No other candidates. You got it.
Congratulations. Now call for vice president.
So I'd like to call the nomination for vice president.
I would like to nominate Mr. David Arian.
Any seconds?
Second.
Call for the question.
I'm sorry. Call for the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Congratulations,
no opposed.
Mr. Arian.
Okay. Now we've got leadership.
Okay.
We're set. So item number C is approval of minutes. This is approval of minutes of the special meeting of April 19, 2017.
We hear a motion to approve.
Motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion's approved.
Correct. Item D, comments from the public on non-agenda items. Sorry, I was jumped ahead on that one, out of order. I know, you get a second chance. Any comments from the public on non-agenda items? Seeing none, okay. Do we need a motion on that?
Nope.
Nope, we're good. Item E is board reports from the executive director. The first item, and do we take individual votes on each of these? Sorry.
None of these require an individual.
Oh, these are all receiving file?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So the first item is number one. And that's the recommendation to receive and file the agreed upon procedures, AUP, for a year ending November 1st, 2016.
You know, my only question when I looked at all of these, it seems that we have had a loss, you know, or we're to the negative. Just could you explain that? Why? Is it less volume or what?
It really has been. It's been the less volume and utilization of at the ICTF with UP. I think that's, you know, partly due because of probably a little bit more of the utilization of the on-dock facilities, but also where we are with certain cargoes in terms of on-dock. And I can't speak specifically for UP, but I know they've had some specific discussions that they've had about using the ICTF, and also in their Commerce Yard as well has been part of that.
Has there been any kind of study of this, or is there any reports on it available?
We have not, but we can definitely look into that, get back with UP, and get back to the board.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you. We looking for a motion on these?
Yeah, motion to receive and file.
A Okay, I'd move on 2016.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Approved.
Okay. Item number two is the financial audit. It's for fiscal year ending in on June 30th of 2017. We have the staff report here. I don't know if there's any questions.
Seeing none, is there a motion?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'd like to thank Port of Los Angeles staff for they're the ones that really put a lot of this together, and wanted to thank them for their hard effort and their work for on behalf of the JPA and completing this audit for us as well. Item number three is the proposed 2017-2018 budget of $2.85 million for the Intermodal Container Transfer Facility Joint Powers Authority. We have outlined kind of the breakout of how that 2.8 will be utilized from operating for the JPA. I'm not sure if there's any questions.
Questions, discussion? Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the last item is item number four, and this kind of goes back into the distribution of funds. The net revenue distribution from the tenant, Union Pacific Railroad, or UP, and that was received on a quarterly basis. The cash balance of the JPA at the end of fiscal year 2017-2018 before any distribution to the partners is estimated to be $10.9 million. This exceeds the anticipated needs for fiscal year 2017-2018, and it's been outlined in the staff report. I'm not sure if there's any questions from the board.
Move to approve. Seeing
no.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that concludes the staff report.
Can I ask, how often does this body meet? Okay. How often does this body meet?
So in the past several years, we've had several meetings as it relates to the JPA, and those meetings specifically were as a result of the proposed project that UP had. That was a lot of the hearings that we were having, specifically over at Silverado Park over in West Long Beach.
Right, I was at that meeting, yeah.
And so, for a variety of reasons, the project has been on hold, and so our frequency of meetings has dropped out. Usually, by charter, by the JPA itself, we have annual meetings. Usually, it's one meeting to go through, administrative, housekeeping, the required reporting back, audits, things of that nature. Basically, what you saw today.
Okay.
We can meet it on a much more frequent timeline if it's necessary, based on what the board desires. But the charter requires at least one annual meeting.
Yeah, my only interest is, looking with UP and getting an understanding of where things are really at, the relationship between OnDock Rail and this particular project now and in the future. What does it really look like? I know Long Beach is going heavier into OnDock Rail. We will be too, what does that really mean? And obviously the money, and maybe I don't understand it, but the way this is paid for is collectively between the Port of LA and the Port of Long Beach, plus the revenue created.
Correct.
By it. So if there's less revenue, that means the two ports are paying more. Yes? No? No?
Not necessarily, no.
You make enough revenue where it offsets
correct.
It?
Yeah.
It offsets it?
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm just interested. I mean, I haven't been part of this, so I'm just interested in knowing those type of things.
That's a great question. One thing to note, Commissioner Arion, is the two ports of LA and Long Beach are in the process right now of updating the rail study that we did, port-wide complex rail study. When we're going through that, we're looking at the system both on dock and the off dock capacities and how the system in the future will operate based upon the demand and our cargo forecasting and things of that nature. So we definitely can bring that report back to this body as well, because it's relevant. But in the interim period of time, we could definitely maybe pull together a memo for the board members to your question.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, I'd like to just ask also, could you speak a little bit to the draft EIR and the process and timeline for that?
Sure, that's a great question, and I think it's good because we have new board members here. It's probably the last meeting that we had that had an item on the proposed project was probably, I'm just going to throw out, maybe 2 years ago, and maybe a little longer specifically. And at that time, we actually had an item to do a few things. One, we had amendments to contracts. We have several contracts with consultants who are assisting the JPA staff on the development of the EIR. We also provided the board at that time an update on where we were with the status of that EIR. That status, as of right now, as I alluded to, we're on hold going through that process. Where we left off was a few things. One, we had to address contract amendments to continue with moving forward with the process. There was also some changes to the time frames and some other changes that needed to be updated and reflected moving forward in the EIR, and that was a point of discussion with the board at that time as well. Where we are, we have we don't even have an administrative draft at this point in time. Moving forward, probably in the new year, this is some discussions we've had internally among staff, is to re-engage UP and start to talk about where the project stands for them, and then get a better sense of how we come back to the board and whether or not when we would move forward with starting the EIR process up again. And then, you know, if there's an interest to start that up again, then that probably would prompt probably the need for another board meeting at that time. But right now we're just in a holding pattern. We do have the contracts that we had that the board had amended. We added some time and some funding to that, but I don't know. We could provide the board via memo kind of the status of where those contracts are as well.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. So just want to recap just a little bit. Based upon the Commissioner Arion's request, definitely we'll look into that question about going back to item number one on the staff report and figure out what that difference is, what it means. As I alluded to before, we also have the bigger rail study update that we're doing, the two ports are doing as well, that it will address that as well.
So the rail thing is, what, 6 months away?
It's really starting. I think we'll probably have some elements of it completed probably in about 12 months, maybe a little bit sooner. And then there's two phases to that. There's a second phase, which kind of looks at doing kind of more regional outlook in terms of the system in the region. And we also potentially could be looking at things such as these concepts like shuttle trains and things like that that have come up in discussion with efficiencies and supply chain optimization and things of that nature. So that'll be part of the scope on the back end of that study.
Is this being done internally, or have we hired consultants, or how's this being done?
So we went through, we submitted an RFP. Once again, it was a joint effort by both Puerto Vallejo and Puerto Long Beach.
I don't remember that, but yeah.
So we issued the RFP. We went through the...
It hasn't come to you.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
That's why I don't remember.
Yeah. So we had received proposals. We went through a selection process, and we're in the process right now of negotiating with the firm that was selected. That will come back to the respective.
That will come in front of us, and we'll figure it out then. All right,
yeah.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
I think that concludes today's meeting, unless there's any other comments from the board.
So, great meeting.
So, motion to close.
Thank you. We're adjourned.
We're adjourned.